Social protection, we usually refer to all government programs that try to help vulnerable people in particular, to protect them against economic shocks, but also natural shocks that may cause them losses of income, assets, and through that deterioration of their livelihoods. Programs could range from the kind of programs that developed countries have, pension schemes, guaranteed health insurance, and so on. But in the context we work in, if you think of subsidies on basic food products, cash transfers, specific nutrition support programs, such as school feeding programs or employment guarantee schemes. So those programs, the latter I just mentioned, those are particularly important for FAO because the context we work in are farmers that are self-employed, that have a contract, that are not part of the formal sector system, as we call it. They're mostly dependent on these types of programs that we call social protection.
What are the main issues being addressed through social protection?
Well, let me first start with an example from our practice. When we asked a poor female farmer in Malawi who had just entered the cash transfer program, and we asked her what it meant to her. And she said it changed my life around. In her case, it provided her with dignity because with the benefit, she could better take care of herself, her family, and also that she could see a future for herself again. Now, specifically what it means in practice, also for the work we do as FAO and what our mandates are, is social protection benefits can help the poor directly to access better food. And we also have seen that most of the countries that have made very big strides in reducing hunger in their countries, one of the key factors in all cases has been their social protection programs extended to the poor rural families in particular. Second, we also see it can help improve agriculture production because of the greater security people have. With the more regular income, even if it's very small, you also see them invest more in agricultural tools and buying more inputs and through that increase their production and also their productivity. Third, it also helps them invest more in their children, better feeding them, keeping them in school, taking them to health centers and so on when they need to. Those young people will be also more productive workers moving forward. Third, what we also found in our programs is that stimulates local economic activity. When you get a benefit, you use it for something. And most poor people spend it on their local food markets, local services, and that, again, stimulates incomes of other people. Actually, we found in our studies on Africa that for each dollar spent on social protection programs, the local economy gets $1.50 to $2.50 back in community returns.
Going forward, what is FAO planning to do to help governments incorporate social protection into national development strategies?
The challenge out there is enormous. According to ILO estimates, about 70% of the people in the world don't have any access to adequate social protection. So what we do concretely to help governments, we help them in the design of programs that would make these linkages, like for the school feeding programs linked to smallholder farmers, but more in general. So how can we make these linkages that social protection works well as part of broader rural development strategies? And it's not just the government has to do things, but it has to be done in a way that really fits the needs of the peoples. So you have to look in what are the needs are, and that you can only do by bringing all stakeholders together. So second thing we do is to forge better policy dialogues, bring these stakeholders together, and we work together with the International Labour Organization, the ILO, the World Food Programme, IFAD, UNICEF, the World Bank, depending on the context, who's the most important part. But if we, as international agencies, support countries better together, that stimulates more concerted action at the national level. Our promise to the world is to end hunger and poverty by 2030, so that's 15 years to go, and that's not a whole lot of time. So we have to do this together, and through these measures, I think there's a lot of potential to actually get it done.